Okay, Mayor.
I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have a roll call.
Sorry, I gotta turn it on. Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Councilmember Morgan is excused.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
Okay, I'm just gonna, we're gonna be talking about currency. So I'm gonna turn the meeting over to Mr. Del Santo and let him make his presentation.
Presentation. I knew nothing about the currency till I was someone in this role, and we had an application for a short plat called Arboretum, and Del Campo this was all about. So we got involved in this, and after negotiations and that, we found out that some of this we believe is flawed and needed to be corrected. After I met with David Linehan and he agreed, after looking at exemptions, and we had other permits coming in like Tough Mudder, and we basically what started was a temporary fruit stand or a thing. So you have to charge them to do a study and then there won't be a fee. I'm like, well, wait now. I mean, is this what we really meant? And they all agreed, yes, that's what you have to do. So this is why we're coming on to you guys, because under exempt, it has no leeway once the attorney looked at it, and under the first section, you'll see exempt. I have it scratched, development. It really has nothing to do with traffic at all. There's a sign permit, street vacations, demolition permit, street use permit, interior alterations, excavation, a hydrant use permit. It has really nothing to do with traffic at all. So we're like, we don't get this, but he just, so we're trying to have you guys agree that we just adopt the municipal code that exempts. I have it attached behind here for you guys, and I handed it out, that 1852.03 that's allowed in the community development under temporary uses. So, and if you read that, it basically leaves like parades, I mean, you can read through it, and, you know, Christmas sales, things that are temporary.
Basically. Walk meet, Saturday markets.
Recycle.
Yeah. That just makes sense to me.
And it even goes to 1552.040, which is the next section over here with this uses allowed without a temporary use permit. These one, you have to get a use permit. These are, you do not even have to get a use permit. And this is some of the other things, you know, fundraising, car washes, only one, you know. It should be, hopefully, no-brainers.
Well, we should be helping the citizens, not applying additional hazards for them to have to deal with.
Erica Morgan came up with another, she sent me an email, and I just don't want to exclude that. We had a conversation. I emailed all you guys my response. But she found out Chapter 2.59, Special Event Permits. And if you look under definitions, it does talk about traffic congestion, and it's more on city property. But you guys can read through that if you want to add that. I don't see it as being any harm to adding it. I don't know. It's up to you guys. Basically, anything that's temporary and it's not a permanent use, we feel should be exempt. And it's not. But after this debate, we did get some letters from Parametrics that saying on temporary use permits, he can do stuff, but there's really no impact anyhow. So we just need this clause. I like
to waste of money for.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A waste of time.
Basically, if you want to be a 4th of July, you have to do a study to say there's no impact, which is.
Yeah.
And there was no exclusion the way this ordinance was written. because once they said, these are the exempt activities, and they didn't mention the other ones, our hands were tied. That was the intent when we first brought this to the board, so.
But now, yeah.
So all we're trying, and I don't even, you know, up here where David put whereas, I would like to even eliminate.
Yeah, I think we should.
All this other stuff in this, put, you know, BMC 1502A and B and temporary use structures. And if you guys want to add Erica's 2.59 to that, I think, you know, it's all temporary use, it's not permanent, so.
Yeah, and there's.
I don't know if you guys want to.
Did you want to say something? I was gonna. And by just referring to the 2.59 section, it's incorporated by reference, you don't have to refer to the whole thing.
Right, just, that's all he's doing here with these anyway.
Exactly.
I'd like to ask a question.
Yes, if I can answer that, yes.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just asking. On item U and V that are coming, that are possibly coming in, I want to know, what is considered a temporary structure? I mean, like, what is that? Is that like the tents at Labor Day or the?
It will say it in the definition here.
In these definitions here.
In the municipal code that's attached. So you have circus, carnivals, fairs, or similar temporary uses that exceed. I think that's gonna be.
You're on seven, I see you're on A7, okay. Okay, so basically, am I on the right track by they are, temporary, they're transient structures, so they're not, we have enough teeth in whatever we have here that the misuse of transient is clear. I mean, you know, I think we're pretty on board with this is what we mean, you know, public events, transient structures that come down.
Anything in this is only good for 6 months. It can't be any longer than 6 months for a temporary use permit. It mentions that in. Well, that's just where I was going for. I went, that's when she started to say that. I'm like, but that wouldn't be a permit or non-use. I mean, I think that'd be more of a code violation that you'd be going into.
But it's clearly falls in a different category. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, that we have enough. Because I realize that this is supposed to include as many activities as possible so that people can actually do the community events and enjoy them. You know,
yeah, does this, I think where you're going with, does this allow someone to pitch a tent over here on First Avenue and live in there for less than 6 months?
Let's hope not.
I mean, they could do that now.
Right.
I mean, all we're doing is allowing, so we don't have to charge under the concurrency. I think we would have to address that as.
As it came up?
Yes, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is there a place here, and I'm looking at number seven with the circuses, carnivals, and stuff, where you could have some verbiage that says, have all of this not be limited to, so that it gives you a little bit more of a broader.
But
underneath
the code.
That, underneath B, the director may authorize additional temporary uses not listed to this subsection.
Right.
So
okay.
I think that
right.
kind of gives us something we're not thinking of.
Exactly.
Like,
well, because you don't know. I mean, if somebody comes in, well, use Bill as an example. And you find out that, wow, this doesn't work very well. So that gives you the leeway.
I think that,
need.
See this, that wasn't in anything else. We had no leeway. We had nothing. It was, here's your exempt, which had nothing to do with, and that's it. And it says farther in the chapter that every other thing, everybody else will do a study.
Sure.
Down in here. So I'm like, well, okay. So.
Yeah. Shall require approval by the exempt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there seems to be flexibility within the uses, the
normal uses a community would have for events and enjoyable community affairs.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it consistent with the Black Diamond Municipal Code is all we were trying to do. Say, here's what's in the municipal code, let's allow those.
Sure.
And the director can allow if it fits in here, or we come to council going, you know, it's just what it means. And yes, and we bless it.
Well, and that's the other thing too, if in doubt, you bring it back to the council and let us make the decision.
There's going to be more to this. I don't know if you guys want to get into this, but there's going to be more later because it says, you know, single family doesn't have to do the study, but they have to pay. We have no, pay what?
Yeah.
We never did the second, and that's, Seth came back today.
Yay.
So, like, full time?
Well, hopefully, this is, but he was here all day.
But he can.
Yeah, he's back, and I think it's going to take him a while to try to adjust to the situations and that, but he's back. And he knew this needed work, and I think he tried, this was like his top priority, but things happen and it went by, so I'm like, just, you know, we'll handle this. That other issue's a bigger issue, how we get a cost, and we need to do that. And something we need to understand that I never knew is concurrency, this ordinance, it's only in effect, this is going to blow your mind, but when there's a broken intersection, when there's an intersection below the service level that we set on intersection. Mm-hmm. So all this that we're doing is only when there's a broken intersection, like Ravensdale 169 is rated and it's below that. Once that gets fixed, this just goes away until enough traffic breaks another intersection.
Well, again, but some of that is set up like in the development agreement too, when Oak Point has to do some additional road improvements because of the concurrency, right?
Well, yeah, development, Oak Creek did their mitigation for all streets and theirs is tied to,
right.
And basically, yes, I mean, they have timelines at two, I'll just, don't hold me to these numbers, but like at 250, they have to do this.
Sure.
At 350, they have to do this.
Yeah.
So right now, that broken intersection, so this money, and we can only hold it for 6 years, mm-hmm. technically, has to go toward
somewhere
like that, or if we have to buy the property, or they're saying, and I'm just saying this because we haven't agreed on this, that they put $200,000 into the study for 169. Each year we collect it, we say, well, here's our portion. Or we have to buy a piece of property that's included or something like that. Or we have to give it back to the applicant after six, which is going to be a tracking issue.
Another administrative.
Yes, another, yeah. But so as soon as the Ravensdale intersection gets corrected, then this goes away until Lawson Hill comes below its service level, then we bring it back up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, this fulfills a need right now. If there's other things that need to be enhanced later, they just bring back another revision.
It's probably going to be, and when I was reading, a traffic impact fee is what we're really missing. Trips, price per trip. Mm-hmm. Single family is one trip, and this is only PM peak hour trips is occurring.
Right.
So I never had time or the knowledge to rewrite this whole thing. I'm just saying, let's fix it so we can get minor days, 4th of July, Kiwanis, stuff going now.
Labor Days,
so.
Yeah.
And so this is supposed to be on our agenda for next Thursday.
Yeah, there's actually a public hearing on this.
So is it your intent then to hold a public hearing and then immediately have a vote?
There's a discussion on that because it wasn't brought to first reading.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that, I don't know if they did it last Saturday, or I alluded to maybe it can be done after this, on this Saturday coming up, that we had this discussion if there was any problems that we've seen. Or you do it after I was hoping you do it at the public hearing if there's no issues, or somebody brings
because
up something.
Because we're getting close to having to issue some permits.
Oh, we have three permits, and we have Tough Mudder, and they want to, they already submitted,
applied.
But we're holding them. We have the 4th of July, and the 4th of July at Lake Sawyer's already applied, so we're just holding all this, saying,
to
we don't want you
approved.
To spend the money on a study if we hold council agrees on this. So we I mean, I don't know if, you know, this is where I fall into, I don't know. I was hoping and I suggested maybe they could have the meeting after we meet here if we all decided, hey, this is, we all agree, and this Saturday they have their first read. I don't know how that works. Or you wait till after the public hearing, and if there's new comment that we never thought of, it goes, and then.
What committee would this go to?
But you, I think it would go to Gov Ops, but it wasn't on last time's agenda.
But you could suspend the rules.
Yeah, I did.
Since it's going to be time critical.
Send, kind of, Erica asked me about the 2.9, and I put that out, saying, hey, maybe you could have it, all these, so you put it on your, I mean, I don't know how that works. I was hoping it was going to be addressed internally, that you guys had it in your committee, or put it on your committee, or however that worked.
Well, it sounds like you have at least three council members agreeing that it needs to go to wherever you need to take it, and before next Thursday. So maybe your Gov Ops committee can meet, knowing that this is a high priority, and reschedule your meetings and get that going.
When is the?
So that you can bring this up on Thursday.
What are the, you said you have Tough Mudder.
4th of July celebration at Lake Sawyer.
Yeah, and we actually had a fruit stand that wanted to be up and operating by now.
Off 169.
Yeah, and I don't think, because of this, and they weren't going to spend the money, I don't know if they'll do it now. It's pending too. And the Kiwanis 4th of July stand and.
Fireworks.
The fireworks stand, I mean, I'm sorry.
And then.
So June the 1st we have a May 18th meeting, we have a June 1st meeting, we have a June 17th meeting. And so in terms of these particular activities, what is their cutoff point? Because that seems like we have time.
Well, I don't know how long it takes to prepare, but I you know,
well, and I mean, I know from experience, having worked the Lake Sawyer Community Club 4th of July,
yeah.
I started, and we didn't need permits back in those days, but I started working stuff like in January for July.
Well, they're
so
submitting stuff now,
June
so,
hit, so
yeah.
By the time June hit, we had everything all laid out and ready to go.
We've always had to have a permit for the fireworks.
The fireworks, yeah, but not any of the other stuff.
Yeah,
but that was all done way in advance.
And
yeah.
Pat, we weren't rushing this. We actually missed the deadline by accident to have it advertised, so it got bumped 2 weeks even farther than what we were hoping.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But, I mean, maybe, I mean, I don't, well.
It's not a huge deal.
It's not a huge deal.
It would be nice if you guys, we could approve it at the next meeting so we'd be ready to issue those permits. Because technically, when people apply for permits, we're supposed to issue them right away.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, is there some way?
Well, your first reading can be just, I mean, you do it suspended and adopted.
You can suspend the rules and you don't do a first reading.
I would like to ask you something,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me if it's reasonable or not. In each month, each year, there's certain kinds of things that come due or come up to the city, like the permitting, for example, for these things or whatever. Is there some way we could plan a calendar in advance? I mean, like each year, the same things come around. So is there, you know, like get ready to think about this and, or, you know,
yeah.
Is there some way to kind of think about that so that we don't, what happens for somebody that's new on the council is that things that aren't on the agenda and things come at the end, it's like you have to do it now, and
mm-hmm.
you got to do it now, and it's like, we're sitting there going, what? And I think if we had a way to kind of say, okay, we have to approve things ahead of time, which I'm sure no one objects to, but we do need to know what they are, and is there, you might not be the right person to ask, but I would ask you to maybe think about it or bring it up, you know, because always you're going to have certain things that come through. So how can we, I don't know what you call that, institutionalize
well,
it? Or
I think you're going to have to say you would have to have your paperwork in 3 months before you, I mean, I'm
don't
just saying,
have,
I mean.
Don't you already have a requirement that paperwork needs to be supplied X amount of days in advance? There was something, because remember it was Is it last year?
But the thing is, they've supplied this stuff and we've been holding stuff.
I didn't know if it was appropriate for, to ask you.
I don't know that in community development.
And I'm not asking for anything right now. I'm just saying something we might want to think about. Because if I'm working somewhere and I know that these things are coming up, I mean, I know we can't get everything. We can't get everything. But maybe we can catch some of these things before they get pushed so far that everybody's kind of going like this, you know? And I wonder if there's a way for us to back up a little.
I mean, Tough Mudder is actually doing a thing. Theirs is in the end of August and they're already applied, you know, which is nice. But, you know, there are 30,000 people. So, I mean, they're way, their planning for that must be just enormous. I've seen them already had balloons up already.
They've already had people out.
Reception. I think it's up to, you know, and you just never know what's coming up, or bicycle races, or some of these guys are organized, some of them aren't very organized, but to set a timeline. But a lot of that just is permit tracks for us to handle. He shouldn't even come to council issues. I mean, most of these are just handled, you know, internally. Parades and permits and...
Yeah. So Dan, can I just back up? So Councilmember D. So you discovered this year that these were the issues. So last year, what happened?
We didn't have a concurrency.
We did in December 15. We adopted it in December 2015. And let's just say it wasn't addressed at all till, and it was just kind of not enforced.
Mm-hmm. So it was
it was missed until a short plat came up, and I said, "Well, what about concurrency?"
Yeah.
It brought up, and then we started to read the concurrency. I'm like, and then we started getting these applications, and I asked Dave, "Hey, are these exempt?" And he's saying, "No." I'm like, "Well, how?" So it.
But administratively, you found a problem and you're working through it. You know,
Found it, I try to bring it up. I got legal, and then we try to advertise, but we missed the advertisement date. So it is, you know, 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later than we would like it.
Right.
You know, we're not ever trying to pressure you guys. It seems that way, but we're pressured, and we have like this much work coming in. And so this is the soonest we could do it.
We set the public hearing as soon as we could.
I'm just saying from the point of view of sitting there, I'm like,
and so are we.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to finish my thought. Okay, so back to, 2015. So you've moved forward, you discovered in the concurrent, and looking at that part for the concurrency, that this needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
So you sat with an attorney, with our city attorney, and you've talked about it at the last council meeting. You brought it forward to the council. So now it's not rushed. I mean, it's rushed in the sense that we have all these things sitting on the books right now that we could either just say, Councilmember Pepper, you have to follow what's on right now because the council needs to do a study. We need to go back to our committees. We need to go back to this. It's going to take us a month. We can't suspend the rules at this time. This is really important that we're going to do all this. So this year, we're going to charge everybody this fee. Or we can say as a council, I think this is really important that we get this changed and that our committee structure goes forward and pushes us through this week before next Thursday. And then we come back and we say it went through our committee and these are the changes we want or we recommend. We vote on it that night so that we can get things going. So now on the thing where, you know, do we have a structure? We don't know for sure if Tough Mudder's coming back every year. I know that I think they scaled it down this year. We don't know, you know, it's kind of a given that the 4th of July celebration, but just like you had the the fruit stand, we possibly lost that because of this now. So I think it's important to get this done quickly so that we can have people that want to come in and do a fruit stand or do some event here and not have to do this expensive study. So if a council wants to bring people into the city and have a city where people want to come into and,
explore and have events that draw them, then the council needs to look at this and say, this is a top priority. That we need to get this done with as soon as possible, and it's a top priority for us in the Government Ops Committee to get our meeting going as soon as possible before next Thursday.
Ms. Janey, what I'm thinking too is, it's, Pat, is it you and Erica on the Government Ops Committee?
Yes, it is, the two of us.
Okay, okay. So, you know, we now have a week. You guys could get together and discuss this. Because I would like to see where Dan can bring this revision. This is a big deal to people, but it's an administrative function for us as a government entity. And I think it would behoove us to, if you two can't get together to discuss this, to suspend the rules at the meeting, go ahead and have the public hearing, suspend the rules, and do the vote.
And we did suspend the rules twice.
Well, we suspend the rules all the time. So that's, I mean, and that's not a bad thing. If you want to do something that you have a time constraint on, you suspend the rules and you mush on.
I'm not sure that anyone at all is opposed to this, so that's not the issue, okay? The issue is we like to have something for first reading. It would have been really nice if it was on the agenda last time. We really would have liked that. A lot of work has been done to put this together, and my take would be, I hear what you're saying, but we have a process we try to keep to, and sometimes we do suspend the rules.
For two things that didn't have first reading.
I think that by having a first reading and a hearing, we can keep the hearing open and then bring back June the 1st ready for some kind of vote on this, and I'm certainly not hearing any opposition to it today. I'm not hearing that anybody's going to have to do permits or pay money from what you have said, okay? So I would...
They have applied for permits. They already applied for the permits. They're sitting there not being issued because we don't have this issue of concurrency settled.
So it is critical.
Yeah, I was trying to not have them spend the money, or they'll repull their application. I wasn't trying to rush you, Pat. I know right where you're going with this. It seems like everything's, and feel like you're under scrutiny or don't have time. All we're trying to do is match this with our existing municipal code that's already
in
place.
And I have to say that I like the changes that I see as I understand them. There's no question in my mind that it is not a good idea to do this later. So that would be my comment.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put you in the spot where you feel like you're... I knew this was fast-paced because it just came up that way. It wasn't because we do it. Erica did reply 3 weeks. I mean, yeah, right after. She must have looked in that. She just wanted to add 2.5. nine or something so I think everyone's on board with this. I don't think there's
a
big...
If I can interrupt, I just don't see, what are you going to discuss in your committee meeting? And I understand your process and you want to do your process, but what are you going to discuss in your committee meeting that we can't do as a council as a whole?
I'm
and
right
have
here.
It just as an open public meeting and do it.
And like you've said, we have suspended the council rules. So we have suspended the council rules to accommodate items that even you, Pat Pepper, have brought forward without first reading.
That's true.
And passed them, that you guys have passed them. That didn't have to do with concurrency or city rules on things that affected the citizens. So I think that it would be best to go forward with the next Thursday and suspending the rules and not worry about your first reading when you just admitted and conceded that yes, you have suspended the rules without a first reading on items that were important to you.
All right, this is Pepper one more time. I am not looking for an argument. I've made a reasonable and calm statement about a position. And if you wish to make more comment on that, that's fine. But I'm not going to pursue the comments past the reasonable comments I've already made. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to hear what Brian has to say. You're often quiet.
I'm always quiet.
I know you are, but the idea of having a work study is to get your input.
So will this be out? This is Councilmember Weber. Will the revision with the 2.59 or whatever, will this be in the packet tomorrow when it comes out?
It's already been on the website for 3 weeks because we noticed the public hearing. Right. So these revisions have been on the website for a long time, but they will go in the packet material.
The 2.59 is in there as well?
No.
No, because that just came out.
Yeah. I will have that added, or, you know, during public hearing or comment, I think you can just bring, you know, we want 2.59 added to section and this.
Erica, I think amending that would be her amendment.
Or addition or whatever we're going to call it to bring up.
And I didn't want to leave that out because she brought it in. I looked at it and it's a good catch. We'll bring it up during this work study and see if you guys agree. And that's why it's in your packet. If you say no, then it's a if you say I don't see any harm, you know, yeah, and add it. I think, you know, it's a win. That way it just addresses some other issues. So
that's Sitting up behind the dais, I'm a big preacher on the process as well. However, I would support suspending the rules next week for this item because I know it is important. Like you said, you've got things kind of hanging out there that you're waiting to act on, and so.
I just would like to make it clear that. Our hands are tied too. We have to have it into the paper like the Friday before, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out for us easily to get it to you. You know, brought it up as soon as I could, but to get it posted online just takes longer than what we like to. But thank you.
All right. So we're done. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Could I just make one? And I think I had census, but do we want to eliminate the exempt stuff that doesn't have nothing to do with traffic and just put sections 1852A and 1852B and then Erica's
see those
in there?
Items down here need to be crossed out at the top of the next page.
Well, you don't
page.
Have it, Brian. These right here is what they list as exempt activity. Activities now, it doesn't
have anything
to
do with traffic.
No plumbing
permit. Somehow it just got put in there.
Like it's in the wrong place?
Well, yeah. That's,
or it impedes traffic
somehow?
You know,
a fire code permit?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it has nothing to do with traffic. Yeah. I don't know.
We're talking A through K?
Yeah.
And then
A,
L through T.
Well,
yeah, that would be my question.
A through T, just eliminate, and then we have 1852... 0308, 1852, 030, and then, you know, we add Erica's right in there.
Well, and these have to be eliminated, too.
Yes, right. A
which
through
ones?
T.
Oh, I see.
L through T.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Eight, one.
Yeah.
So you would basically take U and V
and add,
make those A and B and eliminate them.
And C for Erica's 2.59. I always name these numbers.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in tonight.
You're welcome.
I need to make making a comment.
You're welcome.
No, meeting has been adjourned.
We're having a PS.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys. I don't do this.